All right, good morning. Welcome to day two of Build. My name is Vijay Rajgopalan. I'm responsible for monetization for developers, user acquisition, and engagement.
Hi everyone, I am Bill Linsbaugh. I'm a program manager in the Universal Store team. How's everyone doing today? Oh man, we can get louder than that, especially these guys right up here. How's everyone doing today? Woo! All right, I hope you're having a great time here at Build. We really appreciate you guys all being here. Really quick, it's like blinding up here, but I want to see a quick show of hands. How many of you are from outside of the Bay Area, kind of live outside of the Bay Area? Holy cow, that's like practically everyone. Well, Vijay and I do too, and I was taking a flight down on Tuesday night, and I was sitting next to a really nice guy. His name is Chris, and we got to talking, and Chris just mentioned that he had finished presenting recently at the GDC conference just a couple of weeks ago. I was like, oh, that's cool. Hey, do you have any advice or any like tips, things I might be able to use that made your session go really great? And he thought about it for a moment, and he thinks about it, and he looks at me and goes, yeah, I gave away skateboards. And I was like, oh, you gotta be kidding me, dude. I needed that advice 2 weeks ago. So unfortunately, we don't have any great skateboards. But what we do have is a couple of great surprises and a really cool guest who's with us today. Jake and Sam from Random Salad Games are gonna join us a little bit later on and talk to us a little bit about how they've built their business on top of the Windows Store monetization platform. So what's this Windows Store monetization platform, you ask? Well, I'm glad you did. So the store platform is really something that's made up of five building blocks, and you can kind of see them over there on the screens. And these are fundamentals. And one more question for you. Did anybody attend the nice session that Mike, Jeff, and Adrian did yesterday on Windows Store last night at 5? Oh, good. We've got a few people who did. Great. So some of this will look familiar to you. Couple things that they talked about that are really worth highlighting. One is they showed off the brand new dashboard for DevCenter. It's this kind of newly redesigned dashboard. Gives you the opportunity to look at all of your app information in one location. It looks great, so check that out in DevCenter. The other thing that they talked about was a brand new Universal Windows app is now available. This is something that you've been asking for quite a while. We've made this available and it'll run on all your Windows 10 devices. So check that out as well. It literally is just going live, so it's a little bit of a preview. We're just gonna keep adding more and more content and more features to that. The other thing that's worth calling out here with these building blocks is our Store SDK. So historically, we've had an advertising SDK, and moving forward, some of you may have seen on MSDN, our SDK is changing a bit. It's now going to be a single Store SDK that'll include both the ad SDK as well as a monetization SDK with a single MSI. So this is gonna make it really easy for us to kind of expand capabilities over time and for you to continue to grow and be able to add new things to your apps and games. So that's the fundamental building blocks, but once you've built an app and a game, you need to figure out how you're gonna monetize that. So one method of doing that can be through paid models. And of course, we support all the common paid models around download to own and in-app commerce and things like that. We're also happy to introduce here at Build that we've got a bunch of new capabilities coming out soon, and we're working on them now. Things like the ability to do bundles, so you can bundle together your apps and your IAP content, and even bundles of bundles if you wanted to. We'll have discounted pricing. We'll have the ability to do store-managed consumables, which means if you want to let the store do the heavy lifting with your consumables, users can buy that. Then they can use that across multiple devices. So if they play your game both on the phone and the Xbox, they can be tapping from one single pool and refreshing from one single pool of consumables. Another item that we'll be doing is conditional pricing, which we think is really cool. Conditional pricing will allow you to set rules, basically, to show different prices to different users or audience segments based on whether or not they're already current users or not. So a lot of great things coming. Vijay is actually going to talk about a few more of those later in the session. And I totally encourage you, if you're interested in the paid model and you want to learn more about some of the things I just talked about, our friends Jonathan and Krupa have a session tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning. Go check that out as well because they'll be doing some demos of this too. So on the flip side of this, we've got the advertising model. Now, the advertising model is something that we've been kind of really working on, especially in the last 9 months, as we've begun to transform ourselves from running an ad business to building an ad platform. And through that process, what we've done is added new capabilities. We continue to extend and add new ad formats to our product. And we've been partnering with some really, really great companies. Companies such as AOL, AppNexus, AdDuplex, Kochava, Tune, Smato, Vungle, and you may have heard Terry talk about yesterday, we're also now working with Facebook, so we're going to be able to bring Facebook into this mix by this summer. Again, something Vijay will talk to us a little bit more about here in a few minutes. So that's what our overall view of the landscape looks like. That's sort of the big picture of what the platform is and some of the features we have to offer. So speaking of features, one of the things that we started looking at was, well, how well are these features like impacting people's businesses? So we are looking at some of the telemetry data that we've got, and in particular around four different features that are available today in DevCenter: the Microsoft Ad Platform, in-app sales, sale pricing, and tokens. And when we looked at those, we noticed that companies that are using three or more of those features are literally earning 10 times more than companies that aren't using any or only using one of those features. So it doesn't mean that people on the left side aren't making money. They're just making money probably outside of Microsoft's view in terms of the data set that we've got. Same goes for the people on the right-hand side. Our big takeaway, though, was, man, the more dials and the more knobs we can add to this dev center, the more things you have to play with to hopefully tune your business and make more money. And that's really what we're all about, is helping grow your business, because that is important for both of us. So as we grow our business, it kind of brings us full circle to what we're here to talk about today. The first thing is, how do we attract and acquire new users? The second thing is, how do we engage your current audience and your existing users? And the third thing is, how can we help you earn a paycheck from the apps and games that you're building? So with that, I'm going to hand it over to Vijay, who's going to get us started, and he's going to be talking about acquiring new users. Vijay?
Fantastic. Thanks, Bill. Many of you developers out there pour all your hard work building amazing, beautiful, engaging apps into the store. The most successful developers, however, not only focus on building great apps, but they also focus on building a great business around their apps. That's exactly what we are here to talk about from user acquisition perspective. Whether you're a large game house or a small indie developer, we have a range of solutions for you to acquire new users. Since we announced app promotion last year at Build, we've added a lot of capabilities into DevCenter to acquire users. These are already leveraged by many users, and they've seen great results as well. You've clearly given us the feedback to improve monetization and user acquisition. Thank you again for your consistent feedback. You can now bring your ad creatives to promote your app, to beautify your campaign effectiveness and engagement. You can not only track your installs from DevCenter today, you can also track through other measurement companies that we are partnering with, Kochava and Tune. We worked very hard to improve all the data learnings to give you the best cost per install. I'll be talking more about all the improvements we've done in this space. We have absolutely eliminated all the barrier for entry for you to promote your app as soon as you publish the app into DevCenter. Introducing today an extension of House Ads platform is Community Ads. I'll talk more about it shortly. You can scale the distribution of your app using promo code from DevCenter. This experience has gotten a lot better today. Starting May, you can manage promo codes, manage them bulk, set the expiration date for bulk of promotion codes, and send them out for early adopters as well as for reviews from DevCenter as well. This experience is going to be way better. So this is another way for you to acquire new users. Finally, last but not the least, as it was announced yesterday at the keynote, we are partnering with Facebook starting summer. You can start acquiring users through Facebook's app install ads. So think about it. You can not only acquire users from the ads in app ecosystem within Windows, but you can also acquire users now from Facebook's app install ads through Facebook app for Windows, which is a universal Windows app, as well as Facebook.com. Let me share some thoughts on how we have improved the overall machine learning experiences, as well as overall return on investment for you. Imagine for a second you've written a beautiful app, and you've just published it into the store. How are you going to reach your first user? How are you going to get the first user to download your app? How are you also going to help acquire users that are related? This is a problem. We have solved it for you. We have deep understanding of the user and their app engagement in the Windows platform. We exactly know what users do with the app, when they are engaged, when they are not engaged. And after downloading apps, if they haven't used app, we clearly know that as well. So we precisely can get you the audience that will acquire your app as well as stay engaged with your app. Let me share some thoughts on some of the signals we deeply understand about the user. First, we very precisely understand the user's past install history. This gives us a perspective of the type of apps the user is engaged, the time of the day that they are engaging with the app, the day of the week that they are engaging with the app as well. I was talking to one of the developer who has a famous flashlight app for the Windows ecosystem. He says, hey, my app is only used during the weekends, and it seems like a lot of people are traveling and they use a flashlight app. When they're hiking or doing camping, they use a flashlight app. We know exactly these data points as well, and our machine learning models have been trained using these data points as well. We have an insight called recommendation service, which gives also the insights about the similar type of apps that are liked by the users as well. Using all these learnings, our machine learning models have brought down the cost per install by over 60%. And we are really happy to tell you that we offer the best cost per install for the Windows developers today, which ranges anywhere between $1 to $2. Introducing community ads. You can start acquiring users without putting your credit card easily from DevCenter. Last year at Build, we introduced a capability called house ads. This is essentially cross-promoting within other ad inventory of your app. Now we are extending this capability, so when you opt into this program, you can promote your app for free by helping fellow developers who join this community of ad ecosystem, known as the community ads. And it is completely built using the same house ads platform. So now you have two ways to acquire developers without putting your credit card down from DevCenter. And you get 1:1 market-adjusted value. So for every impression that you deliver today through your app, you get similar value that somebody else in the community ad ecosystem will deliver for you. This is huge. We also know that there are other partners such as AdDuplay that offer similar capability, so I encourage you to also take a look at the various options that you have as part of a platform expansion to try out these cross-promotional capability. And the counting for community ads is based at the publisher or at the account level. So you may be earning the credits for one of your apps that's participating in the community ads. You can use that earnings to pay for another app that will participate in the community ads as well. The sign-up is super, super simple from DevCenter. Let me give you a tour of all the app promotion and user acquisition capabilities from DevCenter. All right. So I'm right now in DevCenter. I got to this page, the new campaign page, from the left nav bar here using the Promote Your App. As soon as you publish your app, you can immediately promote your app. I will also quickly go to DevCenter to show you where you need to sign up for the community ads. In the ad monetization section, you can choose the community ads and you can opt into this program. Let's go ahead and create a new campaign here. Imagine that I've just published an app and I want to acquire users. So let's call it Build Spring Release. This is a friendly name of the campaign. In order to create a campaign, all you have to do is to remember three things. First, you need to know the audience you need to reach. You can let Microsoft do the tuning based on all the machine learning models we have to get you the right audience who will acquire your app and stay engaged. Or if you know exactly what you're doing, if you know the targeted audience, you can also use the manual targeting. In this particular case, I'm going to use a default campaign start and end date ranges. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to also track my installs through the measurement partner Tune in this case. I'm going to copy-paste my attribution URL from Tune right here in the install tracking. Let's take a look at all the options available to target the audience. As I said earlier, I'm going to let Microsoft pick the right audience for me, acquire the right user, because I've just published my app. I'm going to trust Microsoft to give me the audience. In case you are updating the app, you know exactly the demography of the users who are using your app. You can always use the manual targeting. You can figure out the target device type, the gender, demography, age range, and the segments as well. Bill will be later talking about how to leverage the segments to re-engage with the users as part of the re-engagement. So in this particular case, I'm going to go back to auto-targeting. Then I'm going to make changes to my creatives right now. As I mentioned earlier, I can bring my own creative, or I let DevCenter give me various ad creatives. So let's go ahead and play with these ad creatives. App promotion service automatically picks all the creatives that you've already submitted to DevCenter as part of your app. So let's go ahead and make some changes to it. I like to change the background color, maybe emphasize this a little bit more so that this is the best movie review app. This looks decent. I'm also going to make sure the users know that this app is free. There's a checkbox to highlight that. As you notice here, it automatically changes. One of the things that that always drives good engagement is that the custom tagline that you can provide. So in this case, I'm going to say the best movie app. So as you can see, as you enter, the ad design is automatically created. You can also upload your own creative. We support all the creatives as well. Once you're done with that, this looks good. I'm going to disable this. I'm going to pick the early budget of $50. That's a good thing for me to try and acquire the users. I'm going to look at the campaign details. It's targeted to 5 countries. I'm leveraging Microsoft's automatic targeting, and it's $50. The creative looks good. I'm going to confirm this. Now, behind the scenes, we are going to create these ad campaigns. Within a few seconds, we will start delivering this campaign for you. And you can, once the campaign starts running, you can go to the analytics section of App Install Ads, and you can look at the effectiveness of various campaigns that you're running. In this case, but I'm already running a couple of campaigns, and I can look at the number of impressions delivered, clicks, and the installs as well. Going back to community ads a little bit, you use the same capability to promote your app. You can either promote it through paid campaign or through house ads or community ads. Once you run your community ads, you can again go and measure the effectiveness of your community ads and see how much credits you are earning. So let's go to the analytics section of community ads. It gives you the credits you are earning and the credits you have spent as well. And this is how you can quickly understand and promote your app as soon as you publish into DevCenter. I do wanted to highlight a couple of things here. When you promote your app, let's go back to the promote your app section. If you are part of the Microsoft Developer Center benefits program, and if you are a MasterPack category holder, you get free credits to promote your app. You get up to $200 worth of coupons to promote your app as well. So do check out the booth in the Expo Hub area and learn more about the DevCenter benefits program. In fact, DevCenter benefits program also offers $1,000 worth of credits if you're part of a certain category to promote in AdDuplay for your cross-promotional capabilities. With that, I wanted to summarize that promoting your app is better than ever. You have multiple ways to freely acquire users through Promote Your App. Now that I've explained how Promote Your App works, I'm going to transfer back to Bill. Bill is going to talk more about how to engage and re-engage with the users whom you've acquired through DevCenter. Bill?
Thanks, Vijay. So wait a minute. Can you flip me over to 5
yes.
there? No, to 5.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks, Vijay. So I just wanted to make sure I understood one thing there at the end. You're saying that I didn't bring skateboards, but you brought $200 coupons for everyone here to try out app promotion.
Yes, we have more. We have more things to give away as well. So if you're going to run a promotion campaign immediately within this week, we will get jump-started. We'll give you some credits for you to start app promotion right here as well.
Right on. So come see us after this thing, and you'll get a $200 coupon. So when it comes to acquiring users, Vijay just showed us how to do that. Now that you've got literally bajillions of users available and using your app on a regular basis, we need to engage them. And when we think about this, and you think about getting feedback, what's the number one rule of feedback? It's got to be make it super easy for people to give you the feedback. So within DevCenter, one of the things we've implemented that's worked so well has been a little feedback button down on the bottom right of every one of our corners. Kind of looks like the one up on top there. So check that out, because the feedback you're giving us is going directly to our product teams. In fact, this has worked so well, we've decided to take that concept and build an app feedback feature for you that you can embed into your apps and games so your customers can click on that app feedback and give you direct feedback. The cool thing is, this is outside of the ratings and reviews, so you can have one-on-one dialogues with your customers and really talk about the things that are and are not working with them. So we're excited about announcing that here at Build. That'll be available for you to put into your apps and games. And you'll notice down in the bottom left-hand corner, there's a video there. So my friends Stuart Hargraves and Chris Tulip produced a nice video. It's available on Channel 9 that'll give you all the details you need to figure out how to make that work. So if making it easy to get feedback is the number one rule, then the number two rule must be listen to it when they give it to you. And in this particular case, we get a lot of feedback on engagement. Questions around things like, you know, who tends to spend the most money on my apps and games? How can I manage the churn of my audience base? How can I avoid spamming my users by blasting out emails to them? Is there a better way? What will it take to make my game even more compelling or hit a level that feels really, really good, that people are going to kind of hit a tipping point in it? And finally, once you understand all that aspects about your game, you ask yourself, like, how well is my business really performing? Well, the great news is these are great questions that we've been hearing from you, and we've got a bunch of great new capabilities that we're announcing here at Build that are listed on the right side of the screen. What I'd like to do is walk through each of these, give you a quick overview of them, and then do a demo of them as well. So let's start with the audience segmentation tool. So the audience segmentation tool is integrated right into DevCenter. Super easy way for you to identify specific segments of your audience, of your app and game audience, your user base. We're launching this with 7 primary categories and 36 subcategories, so you can literally make hundreds of combinations of users that you can specifically target. You can do things like identify users who have a payment instrument on file through HasPI. Find people who have spent money on your in-app purchases, and identify people who have used a specific ad campaign that you've invoked from DevCenter. So there's some really, really cool, you know, low-level ways that you can identify people. Now, the segments that you create can be saved and used with other features later. Some of the other features are things like our re-engagement ad campaigns. So our re-engagement ad campaigns are a great way to look at people who have installed your app but are no longer really using it. And what you want to do is you want to figure out how you can kind of bring them back into the mix and get them actively using it again. So these ads will appear in their apps on their devices and like incent them basically to click on that. And once they click, one of two things will happen. Either you can launch a product details page, the PDP, or you can launch the app itself. And with the app, you can go even down into a specific page if you'd like to welcome them back or give them some sort of special offer. So the re-engagement ads, we think, are a really inexpensive way to kind of bring users back into your app after you've worked hard to acquire them to begin with. The third thing that we can do, based on top of this segmentation, is begin to target notifications to users. So this has been a super highly requested feature. People are really excited to start seeing this one come out. When you send these specialized messages, you can do this via interactive toast, tiles, or XML. So there's a wide variety of ways you can do this. It's all built into DevCenter. It's all built to scale on top of the Windows notification service, and maybe best of all, it's free to use. So if you want to send targeted messaging, you can do that without spamming your whole audience. So let me take a moment here and switch over to my PC, and let's show you how some of this stuff works. Okay, first thing we've got here are customer groups. So these are our segments, and customer groups are located when you log into DevCenter on your dashboard. On the bottom left corner, you'll see something that says customer groups. So I've clicked on that already. And when you see that, there's a couple of different options here. The first thing you can do is you could create a new group if you wanted to from scratch. The second bucket here are different segments that I've pre-created, so we don't have to stand here watching me type. And then the third area down here are a bunch of great templates that the team has already pre-created that'll help you get started literally in a single click. So if you wanted to find people who have spent at least $10 on your app or people who haven't used it in the last 30 days, you literally click a button, click run, and you'll be able to start seeing those users and how many fit into those profiles. But for now, what I'd like to do is kind of focus on a couple of the pre-created ones. One that I pre-created was called March Churned. These are people who haven't used my app since the end of February, basically. Another one is called New Engaged Users. And the new engaged users are the people who have actually almost done the opposite. They have been using my app, and I may want to reach out to them and do something special. So to do this, all we do is give it a simple name, like New Engaged Users. And then you can see the conditions that I've used here to create this. So the first one is, these are the 7 different attributes that you'll be able to use, conditions you'll be able to use at a high level, these categories. For these users, we've said, okay, the acquisitions, and then the acquisition date, here's a bunch of new categories that come off of that, is less than February 29th. So these are people who have acquired my app within the last month, and their usage and the last count, the launch count total, is at least 5 times. So let's find people who didn't just download it and then never use it. Let's find people who have a little bit of experience with it. And I figured, or maybe they haven't used it a whole ton, but in the last week they've used it. So I've just changed the launch count on the or to 7 days, and they've used it at least once. Now once you've got your query all constructed, what you'll do is be able to run the query, and then down below here, we'll show the results of how many people fit into your category of users with that segment. When we're done with that, we just click save, and it goes back into our list. All right, now we've created a segment. What the heck do we do with it, right? Well, we better do something with it. So let's go over to the re-engagement ads. So our re-engagement ads, like Vijay was talking about earlier, are very similar to kind of the community ads and the house ads, where you can create ads that'll be sent out to your users. In this particular case, though, off of Promote Your App, what I'm going to do is just click, click the wrong button, click Re-Engagement Campaign. And with the Re-Engagement Campaign pops up here, the only thing I'm going to show you that's different than what Vijay showed you is how to actually switch the targeting. Because you've already kind of created different campaigns, what we want to do now, though, is just target the people who haven't used our product since March. We want to find those people who are churned out. And there was a button here that was originally auto-targeting. We're gonna switch it to manual targeting. And the segments then begin to appear down on the bottom. And just a minute ago, I showed you that we have March churned, which are all the people who haven't used the app since March. I'm going to flag that. And now when I send this, I can review it. And now when I confirm this particular campaign, what will happen is this ad will only show up for users who have my app installed but haven't used it in the last month. So it's a great way to kind of re-engage them and get their feedback. The statistics begin to show up here in the dashboard. Okay, third thing I'll show you here is notifications, so targeted notifications. This is an item that you can find off of the left nav here under services, push notifications. And again, there's kind of a couple levels to it. First is you can create a new notification from scratch, or if you've already been creating notifications like we have, you can stack them up in your draft, you can check the ones that have been sent, you can see those that are scheduled, and then you can cancel them as well. For us though, we're gonna take a look at the draft notifications. Here's just a few examples of different things that we were coming up with. One is welcoming new users who haven't used your product, or maybe have just been using your product, to the show app, it's a movie app. One is maybe you are in a particular area and you wanna invite people to meet you, you can actually do something with Bing Maps. We can encourage people to rate and review your app. You can, you know, send cross promotions to other apps that you've got. In our particular case, we're gonna choose welcome to the show. And to create a new notification, it's super easy to do. We'll let it load up here for a second. All you need to do is give it a name. In this particular case, we're gonna choose those new engaged users, that segment that we had just created. These are the people who have acquired the app since March sometime, and they've either used it 5 times or they've used it once in the last week. And we're gonna target them. We're gonna choose an interactive toast, but you can also choose toast and tiles. And with interactive toast, you have a way to kind of add the payload here so you can create all kinds of really cool notifications. They can include buttons, you can define exactly the look and feel of the toast that pops up for the user. Here we're just gonna say we hope you're enjoying the show. We've just added some more features, so try the app feedback tool and give us feedback on what you think. And when we are finished, if you click test this notification, what you'll see is the toast pop up so you can see what it looks like. or we can schedule it. And by scheduling it, it just either is sent automatically and immediately, or listed in the scheduler based on the time that you've constructed for it. So we think this can be a really great way for you to manage your communications with your users. Now, we've got one other feature here that is super cool too, and that is A/B testing and experimentation. How many of you run A/B tests or experiments with your apps and games today? Anybody? Kind of the front row up here, it looks like. Maybe a couple people in the back. So feedback that we've got is A/B testing and experimentation is just one of these things that people really love to do. However, most people today, when they're doing it, are either spending money on a third-party system or building it their own, kind of rolling their own on this, or frankly, they're just kind of using trial and error and guessing as to what's working out the best. So with A/B testing, we've created something here that allows you to run unlimited experiments to test any program variable in your code. This is something that works offline, and the best thing that's really cool about this is I'll show you in a second, you can actually switch the winning variation in two clicks. So let's take a look at how that works. Thanks. So again, in Dev Center, under services, there's going to be something called experimentation. With experimentation, we can define a new experiment, keep track of the ones we've got going, and create the API key. The first step you're going to want to do is create the new API key. You can use one API key for multiple experiments, and that's what we recommend doing. So after creating the API key, which is listed right here, you include that in your code, and then you begin to create your new experiment. Now I've got a draft experiment that's set up here, which is allowing us to test which menu layout option is going to work the best and drive the most clicks. We have one that's been completed, which helped us understand some text for feedback. And then we've got one that's active here. And the active one was, we were wondering, what looks better, having a banner ad along the bottom or a skyscraper ad along the right side of the screen? Which one's going to draw more traffic and get more clicks? So to create the new experiment, if you were to create it from scratch, you would start with inputting your API key that you had just created and selecting the one that you are using, giving the experiment a name. This is grayed out right now because this is currently an active experiment. Defining the event name, so in this particular case, we want to track when users are viewing ads, and then setting up the goals and conversions of this. So in this particular case, we want to increase the number of ad clicks that we're getting and track when a user has clicked an ad. Our goal is to maximize this. Now the variations, you can have up to 5 different variations, but for this, we've got an A/B, which is either the banner's on the bottom or the banner's on the side, and then we give it conditions as well. All of these settings need to then just be added to your code, which allows you to hook up and wire up the experiment with the app itself. Now, once they add, the experiment goes live, we have some controls on top here that help us understand how well it's performing. So you can see the number of views you've got, the number of convictions, and the click rate. And then the last thing I was going to mention was, in this particular case, we're seeing 19.2% clicks on the bottom ad versus 26% clicks on the right-hand side ad. So it's pretty clear that the winner is going to be on the right-hand side. Now, if we want to switch all of our users over to the winning variation, we literally simply click switch, and that's click number one. And then click number two is, are we sure we want to do this? And we click switch again. Now 100% of our users have moved over and are getting that variation, so we're going to be optimizing and maximizing the value of our app. So that's a little bit about how A/B testing works. For notifications and A/B, we've got some really great videos. So Jason and Yamil produced these, and they've got them up on the Channel 9. Go ahead and check those out. You'll get tons of details on exactly how this works. The final thing we've got here is, once you've got all this working, is really helping you make better data-informed decisions. So Dev Center has a bunch of great feedback in it already, a bunch of great charts and graphs, but we've also added the ability to get this data through Hockey app, and then we've got a new analytics API that's available as well. So you can programmatically get access to all of your data. One other cool thing we've done is, has anyone here worked with Power BI before? Ever seen? Oh, good, we got a bunch of people. What do you guys think of it? Anybody like Power BI? Okay, here are a couple of yes. This is like the coolest tool, man. It's so easy to visualize all of your data and how things work. People have been really excited about it. We have a content pack that makes it really easy for you to see all your data through that as well. Jeff and Adrian demoed this yesterday. So if you want to see that, check out that video and they'll give you a better demo of it. So with that, those are a bunch of the things we've got. We've got segmentation tool, re-engagement ads, notifications, A/B testing, new Power BI content pack, an analytics API, all kinds of great ways that you can engage with your users. And I'm going to hand it back to Vijay now, who's going to talk about monetization real quick.
Fantastic. Thank you, Bill. That demo was awesome. So let me spend a little bit of time on monetization. How many of you here use ad-based monetization? Okay, quite a few of you. That's great. You see, in a conversation with majority of the developers who are monetizing using ads, their fundamental feedback to us is, hey, give us consistency in fill rate and give us, you know, yield management tools and how we can make good yield as well when we are betting on ad-based monetization. We are happy to announce today we are bringing the scale of Bing Ads to app ecosystem. I'll share more details about it shortly. And we're also innovating within our platform so you can monetize using new revenue stream as well. Announcing today is another way for you to monetize in our ecosystem through Microsoft affiliate ads. Many of you game developers out there have given us critical feedback about, hey, what are the ways we can improvise our monetization? We introduced video interstitial in our ad SDK last build. Since then, we've been noticing the uptake and the adoption of it. It's not been used by many game developers. So if you're looking to improve your game development ECPM, you should embrace the video interstitial ads. It is already supported in the Universal Windows Ad SDK. You can also use Bungle, who's one of our partner. You can use Bungle's Ad SDK to incorporate video interstitial ads. Later this summer, we will also have support for interstitial banner in our ad SDK. If you're using paid apps, there are a bunch of ways you can monetize as well. One of the capabilities is the sale pricing. Using this, you can reduce the price of your app for a seasonality or for the targeted audience or for based on a holiday season or something. You can reduce the price to acquire more users. Later this summer, again, we will have three new capabilities for priced apps that's going to help you to monetize better. Number one, for engaged recurring users, you can have a subscription-based model, so we will have subscription support. Number two, you can also enable downloadable content and let monetize as well. So for example, if you have content and additional IAP that you wanted to bundle as a downloadable content, you can monetize using that. Finally, you can mix and match your app, IAP, and content and bundle them together to have an interesting, better offers for your users to monetize using the paid app ecosystem. Finally, as announced yesterday at the keynote, we will also have support for Facebook audience network starting this summer. This is huge. Facebook is bringing 30 million of their advertisers to Universal Windows app ecosystem. You can imagine if you have a great app, you can attract the marketers who are going to market through the Facebook Audience Network SDK. That's another big way you can monetize in our ecosystem. Let me spend some time on the scalable Bing Ad solution that we are bringing to the Universal Ad SDK and to the Store SDK. At the foundation of this is essentially the Bing's relevance. When a user queries Bing.com or Cortana, we leverage the Bing relevance engine. We also understand users' personalization. We can understand deeply the app engagement of the user, what they do with the app, and the context in which they are using the app. In addition, we can also extract the context of that app. We can send back the context and keywords about the app to Bing's relevance engine to produce a great-looking ad. As many of you know, with the adoption of Windows 10, Bing is starting to deliver close to about 1 billion paid impressions every day in various publisher surfaces. This is a huge scale of Bing ads we are bringing to the app ecosystem. And obviously, Bing ads, when you look at it, they look like a text ad. And it has site links, it has extensions, it has map link, phone number, and everything. It doesn't look that great on an app. This is where we are coming out with a new technology called the Ad Builder, which is a middleware technology that can understand the target app's intent, understand the type of the ad format that you're using, and bring the beautify the text ad from the Bing relevance engine based on the app's context. So the text ad that I showed you earlier will morph into various experiences based on the Universal Windows app that you're the Universal Windows app devices that you're targeting. So if it's a Surface, it'll look a lot nicer based on the app's context. If it's a phone, it'll look different. And we'll also extract various annotations and extensions from these ads and beautifully render that. In this specific example, we've taken the ratings extension and we've made it look better. We've matched it with the background color of the app as well. Later this summer, we are also going to improve the ad experiences to various different ad formats that we support in our store SDK. We will support interstitial banner, native, and various other formats as well. So the meta point here is that we are bringing the scale of Bing ads to give you consistency in fill rate. And through these ad experiences, we are going to make it better for the consumer's joy and also give you better eCPM as well. All you don't have to do anything to embrace Bing Ads into your app. If you've already signed up for Microsoft Ad SDK or the Universal Ad SDK, you'll automatically start getting Bing Ads later this summer. We are flighting Bing Ads right now in a few app categories, and we're going to experiment and mainstream to various categories later this summer. Moving on to new revenue stream, Microsoft Affiliate Ads. We're very excited to announce this. You can start earning revenue when you promote affiliate ads from Microsoft Store, whether it's a game, whether it's an app, or any products that are sold in a store. If you opt into affiliate ads, you will automatically start serving affiliate ads from Microsoft Store when there is no paid ad available. Essentially, you are using affiliate ads as a backup solution for you. Later this summer, we will give you all the knobs from DevCenter monetization. If affiliate ads starts performing really well for your app, you can route more traffic to affiliate ads, and you can set the contribution and ranking right within DevCenter. Right now, we are enabling it so that you can start getting a new revenue stream. So we are, if you're using Microsoft Ad SDK, you are already opted into this. If you're using a rotator, if you're using Ad Mediator, you have the option to come in and opt into this program as well. So this is a new revenue stream. And there are easy ways to sign up. You go to DevCenter app monetization page and you can sign up to affiliate ads to show up as a backup. Every week, we look at the top performing store products, whether it's an app or a music or a video. We auto-create all those ads dynamically, make it look beautiful in your app. So you don't have to do anything about it. And finally, it's business usual for you in terms of getting payouts. You go to DevCenter reports, ad performance report to see and evaluate the performance of affiliate ads and make right adjustments. And the payout happens through the DevCenter payout as well. So it's very, very straightforward. Let me switch to my demo box and show you quickly how an affiliate ad will show up. As you can see, we are also leveraging the Ad Builder technology to produce these ads to match the intent of the app, the background color, and all of that. So here I'm in a finance app, and you already see those affiliate ads popping up here. When I click this, it'll take me to the store. And when the user goes to the store and purchases a product, you start making affiliate dollars. Let me show you in the ad monetization report how the reports will look. Let's go back to the reports section. So as you notice here, it's business usual for you. If you're monetizing already using ads, you go to the DevCenter ad performance report. We have a new report called the affiliate performance. You can look at the purchases that are approved, and then the things that are in pending, which are, we get a weekly feed from the affiliate's product. There is a cooling period, to take care of returns and other things. So you will automatically see the number of purchases approved and the earnings that you're making through the affiliate product itself. Again, like I said today, you don't have to do anything. It is a backup only when there is a when there is no paid ad, we are going to serve affiliate ad if you've opted into it. Later this summer, through the DevCenter configurations, you can use a slider to increase or decrease your contribution and traffic to affiliate ads. So we've talked about user acquisition first through the DevCenter's app promotion. We talked about cross-promotional capability through community ads. Then Bill talked about various engagement and re-engagement capabilities, including A-B testing. Then finally, the scalable monetization solution that we are bringing to you through Bing Ads and Facebook Audience Network. To put all these constituents in perspective, we are super, super excited to have one of our partner, Random Salad Games, Jake and Sam from Random Salad Games. They've been a super great partner for us. They've given us a lot of feedback in the evolution from ads business to ad platform, and then they monetize in our platform fantastically as well. In fact, they are the first indie game to make $1 million in our ad platform. So without further ado, Jake and Sam, welcome to Build.
Hey, Jake.
Hi, welcome. Hey, it's a pleasure to be here.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah.
Hi,
Sam.
Good to see you.
Come on up, step up in the middle.
So tell us a little bit about you guys and your journey into app development.
Yeah, of course. So we're Random Salad Games, and we started in our college dorm room 5 years ago at Carnegie Mellon with our first app, Hiccup Remover. It's kind of a silly one, so I'm not going to go into the details of it. But needless to say, we've developed our business over these last 5 years, and it's now our full-time job. So we have a couple developers in Poland, graphics designer in Germany. So we really just work remotely, and we love making games. And Windows is our primary monetization platform.
Yeah, it's our primary platform. So we have over 60 games released for both Windows. Yeah, 60.
Wow, that's awesome. For, nice job, guys.
Thanks. For Windows and Windows Phone. And thanks to Xamarin, which that was such a great announcement earlier, that it's going to be free, we're starting to branch out more into Android. So that's really great.
Fantastic. Tell us some of the ways how you're monetizing in our new ad platform.
Yeah, so we, whenever we make a new game, we want to make sure it's monetized from the start. You never release a game and then, you know, 6 months later be like, oh, let me start making money off of it. You want to make money right away. And to make sure that the experience for the user is really good, you want to make sure that you have the monetization method in mind when you're designing the app. So you want to make sure that it's not obtrusive, that it doesn't make it clunky, and that the game still flows well even with the monetization method in place. So if you have that in mind while you're designing the game, it makes it a lot easier to make that experience more enjoyable for the user.
Yeah, another thing we found is to diversify your monetization methods. So there are three main methods that we use to monetize. The first one are banner ads, serving with the Microsoft SDK. After that, we do the video interstitial ads, both with the Microsoft SDK and a fallback to the Vungle SDK. And we're also doing in-app purchases. So what we recommend is to diversify your portfolio, essentially, to help balance out your revenue and make sure your company can still be successful.
Yeah.
And in some cases, we found that it's very beneficial to even put multiple monetization methods into one app.
Yeah, we actually had one game, Jewel Star. It's kind of like a Match 3 Bejeweled type game where it only had display banner ads in it at first, but then we decided to use incentivized video ads. So what that is a video ad that comes up in the game. The user watches it, and then they get something out of it. So we created a scenario where if the user was at the end of a level and they had run out of moves and they weren't going to be able to beat the level, we'd pop up a message saying, hey, do you want to watch a short video and get 10 extra moves to be able to beat that level? And not only did users really use this and were able to engage with the game more and get further along in the game, but it actually doubled our revenue for the game. So we highly recommend using multiple monetization methods within a
single
game. Yeah.
We noticed that you constantly have new releases, and how are you acquiring users?
Yeah, so the first thing that we do when we publish a game is go into the Dev Center and go into the Promote Your App tool. So we love this because it's completely self-serve. You don't need a special connection to someone at Microsoft. Anyone can do this, and it's a very powerful tool. And the key point I would say is, you know, you can set a budget for a campaign from $10 to $10,000, and it doesn't matter where you are in that range. What you really want to do is spend that budget in the first 2 weeks of your app coming out. What we've learned over time is that that can really greatly increase your chances of success because it helps people drive into the game when they're excited about it, when it's a new release, and it increases your rankings on the store the most, and it really drives organic growth.
Yeah, and I know that Vijay, when you were showing the demo before of Promote Your App, when you set up the actual ad campaign, you can do either a custom ad creative or you can use the default template. And we found actually in a lot of cases that the default template worked better than our own custom creative. So you don't need like a fancy graphic designer to make ads for you. If you use the default template, it kind of comes with this baseline user trust. They're familiar with those sort of ads. They don't think it's, you know, spam or something like that. And we've seen really great success with that as well.
You know, one of the other things you guys mentioned that I thought was really cool when we were talking earlier was you don't just target like the English or the United States market. What has the impact been of kind of broadening that audience as well?
Yeah, sure. So one thing we definitely do, and this helps with engagement too, is localize your games. There are a lot of companies you can find online on how to do this, but even if you don't translate your whole game, just your app description, you can get a huge boost. And what we've seen in the typical case, it's at least a 2 to 3x increase in downloads in specific markets.
By just translating the description?
Yeah, by doing a full translation.
Oh, but, okay, got it.
But if, you know, sometimes on a more popular game, it's a literal 10x increase in downloads.
That's a huge
aspect.
That's very cool. So I demoed a few other engagement features and capabilities. You guys have any thoughts on those things from what you've been doing?
Yeah, so the A/B experiments, we're really, really excited about that. We had our own homegrown system that we used for the last few years to be able to do remote A/B testing. And it was great, but we had to waste time, you know, keeping it up and, you know, paying money to, you know, do the service when we should have been spending that time making games. And now that the feature is coming to Dev Center, it's going to clear up a lot of time for us, and the scale of it is so much bigger than anything we could have ever done ourselves. So we're really excited about
that. That's great, you guys.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, fantastic. So if you have to give a few tips for developers who are betting on our platform to monetize, can you share a few thoughts?
Yeah, sure. I think you can distill it down to three key points. And the first is use the Promote Your App system to get users into your game. And it doesn't matter what your budget is, what range you fall into. Spend it in those first 2 weeks, get the organic growth, and get your game off the ground. It's really key. Next thing we would say is think about your monetization from the beginning of your app. Don't just put it in at the last second, because you might end up with a clunky experience. Build it into your design, and like we said, that'll be the best option for you. And finally, consider a localization. Even if it's just the app description, you can make, that's a huge boost in downloads, especially outside of the United States.
Yeah, and with Promote Your App, the ad templates are actually translated as well.
That's right.
So if you put in the effort to localize your game, you're gonna also be able to promote in those different regions with a translated default template. So you're gonna be able to acquire those, you know, multilingual users as well.
Yes, that's great. Fantastic. Thank you for joining us today, and wish you all the best.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Really appreciate it.
Whoa, wait a minute. We were talking about skateboards earlier, weren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
All right,
remember the skateboards? Now, do you guys have anything cool you may want to share with the audience?
So it's not a skateboard, unfortunately, but let me take it out of my pocket here. We have these decks of cards. So a lot of our games are sort of casual games, card games, and these cards actually have the card faces that are the same in the games that we have. So they also, the case, have a little NFC sticker on them. And if your phone's NFC enabled, you just put it up to it, and it'll send you to a list of all of our games, minus Hiccup Remover, unfortunately. Pat's taking that down. But all of our great over 60 games, we hope you enjoy them, and come find us afterwards, and we'll hand some of these out.
Yeah, we're happy to answer any questions and help you.
That's great, you guys. Good. Thanks a million for being here. I know you can only cram so many decks of cards into a suitcase, so they probably have limited supply, but come see them and ask them some great questions. I bet they can get you one.
All right.
Great. Thanks a million, you guys. We really appreciate
your
time.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's land this plane. So you've heard from us about all kinds of great features that we've either got available today or are coming soon to the monetization platform. And we're going to ask you now, it's your turn. Please give these things a try and see what you think. You can see them all listed up there. The way to do that is just simply to go to developer.microsoft.com/windows, take a picture of that, and then go do this stuff and see if you can emulate the success that Jake and Sam have had at Random Salad Games and create and grow your business as well. So to summarize and in conclusion, the three kind of key takeaways from this for us are, we're all in this together, and your success equals our success. We can't do it alone, and we definitely want to help you succeed. We've got a growing list of capabilities that are focused on acquiring, engaging, and monetizing the users. And give them a try. Perhaps most importantly, give us feedback. You can use the feedback tool, you can call us, you can do whatever you want. Just make sure that we hear how well they're working for you and things that we can do to continue to improve. Now, last but not least, there's one more Windows Store session that's happening. It's happening tomorrow at 10:30 a.m., and our colleagues Jonathan and Krupa are going to be presenting at that, talking about publishing apps and games to desktop, mobile, and Xbox. They're going to go a little bit deeper in terms of the content around the paid model, and I know they've got some really great things to share, so be sure you check that out tomorrow at 10:30. On behalf of Vijay and all of our teams that are based in Bangalore, New York, Boston, Redmond, everybody who's been working on these features, we want to thank you very much for attending today's session. We'd be happy to take maybe a question now, or if you just want to come up and approach us, we'll answer questions there after the show.
So in addition, if you have an app and you wanted to promote it, come see us either here or at the Win Dev Center Benefits Program downstairs. We'll be happy to get you started. We'll give you a free coupon to get you started as well. Thank you.
And those of you who attended yesterday's session, come see me after this. I may have something for you. Thanks very much.
Thanks, everyone.